Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're tuned in to the best radio station inside of my house in Bellamy, Texas. The Love Lift Me Up Show, featuring gospel artists, psalmists, authors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the new Love Lift Me Up Show with Dr. Love.
Welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Up Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host today, Dr. Love, Coach Love, Afrida Love, and this is your Fit to Win segment. As promised, we're going to launch our first class online, so give yourselves a hand clap. But before we start, let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this Sunday, Heavenly Father. This is the Sabbath day, and we know to keep your day holy, Heavenly Father. We realize and understand that, Lord, you didn't have to wake us up this morning, but you did, Heavenly Father, and you started us on our way, Heavenly Father. We're just asking that you bless us to stay in the direction that you have ordained and you have willed us to stay in, Heavenly Father, and we're asking you that you bless us to touch so many people, Heavenly Father, in season and out of their own seasons, Heavenly Father. We're just asking you, Lord, that you give us the wisdom and knowledge and the understanding that you would have for whatever your will to be done is, Heavenly Father. We ask you, would you bless those who listen and those who listen later, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask you, would you bless this segment to be something that you would have it to be and to keep it in the realms of spirituality and that of longevity of life and through living by your standards. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, our motivation scripture for today comes from 1 Timothy 4 and 9. Spend your time and energy in training yourself for spiritual fitness. Physical exercise has some value, but spiritual exercise is much more important, for it promises or reward in both this life and the next. This is true, and everyone should accept it. That was 1 Timothy 4 and 9. And with this Fit to Win program that the Lord placed on my heart, it has a lot to do with how we treat our bodies. One of the greatest commandments in the commandment book is to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Well, when we look at the spiritual realm, we're going to look at the body. Doing unto the body as the Father would have the body do unto you. We have to make sure that we're taking care of the body of God. And this has to be with putting those things in our bodies and exercising those best practices for our body so that we can have longevity, not only for our spiritual journey, but also for our physical journey throughout this lifetime. Because we're not only planning for now, but when we get up to heaven, we want to be able to praise God in spirit and in truth. Amen. So today we will categorize and evaluate our first component, which is body mass. Why in the world did I select body mass? Well, first of all, before we start any type of program, you must know who you are. That means you must know where you stand as far as being fit, physically fit, or where your body mass is. And body mass is how much body fat we have, and this is only based on your weight and height. There is no need in putting together a fitness regimen if we are just basically shooting in thin air, guessing. We have to make this very prescriptive. We have to make this unique to you. I will never ask you what your height or weight is unless you want to tell me privately and you want some private consulting. But it's most important for you to know where you are in this Fit to Win program so that you can get the most out of it, because it's going to be a long span. It's not something that's just going to happen in 2 or 3 months, then we say, oh, forget it, they're on their own. No, I'm going to coach you through it the whole time. So why is body mass important? First of all, body mass is important because we understand how much weight we should gain or lose. We don't want to lose too much weight, and then we don't want to gain too much weight. It gauges where you are at this present moment, and you can actually see your own results. It is a systematic approach to reviewing your results and seeing where you are, if you are improving or if you're staying the same or if we need to do a little bit more to get you where you need to be. Secondly, understand which proteins and nutrients you need. For instance, if you are, you know, over your body mass, then I'm not going to tell you you need to drink whole milk or Ensure, okay? If you're over, you know, we might need to look at skim milk. So we have to make this conducive and relevant to the foods that we eat. And finally, we're going to set realistic goals. You can't set realistic goals if you do not know where you stand as far as body mass and where you are. So our first activity, and I want you to get a sheet of paper, and I'm going to slow it down a little bit because I have a tendency by nature to go at a pace, you know, but I understand that we are starting out and I need to slow down. So we're going to calculate our BMI, which is our body mass index. And before we calculate our body mass index, there's two ways you can get there. If you go to my website, excuse me, my Facebook page at ALFREDALOVE, and you'll see a sign that says, "We want you." Okay? And you'll click on the you'll click on the status that says aim for a healthy weight, and you can get there like that. Or I can hold on, and you can type in this, www.NIHLBI.NIH.GOV/GUIDELINES. That's guidelines. / obesity. OBESITY. / BMI. / BMICALC.HTM. And you will get to a website that says aim for a healthy weight. And I'm going to hold on just a second to give you time to do that. It says aim for a healthy weight. And while you're doing that, once again, we're looking at body mass index. And body mass index, once again, is how much fat we are carrying in regards to our height and weight. That is most important and that is significant. Okay. So when you pull up this site, you're going to see a handy calculator in Espanol. If you need Espanol, you can click Espanol and you will have it in Spanish. If you need it in English, it's already there. You see on your left-hand side what says standard, and on your right-hand side, there is metric. Your height, you're going in feet, first of all. So if you're 5 feet, you're going to put a 5. If you're 6 feet, you're going to put a 6. If you're 4 feet, you're going to put a 4. So I will put a 5 because I'm 5 feet. How many inches are you? Well, I'm 5'7", so I'm going to put 7 as my inches. If you're 5'8", you're going to put an 8. If you're 5'1", you're going to put a 1. If you're 6'1", you're going to put a 1 where it says inches, okay? So your height, I have 5 feet, I'm 7 inches, okay? All right, your weight. Now then, you're going to record your weight in pounds, all right? I'm going to record 158. You put your weight in pounds where it says your weight. So far, you have your height in feet and inches, and you have your weight. Now, right under that, it says compute BMI. You don't even have to do any formulas. For those of you who need formulas because you don't have a computer and you're over someone's house or you just happen to stop by and see the website or you're at the library and you really want to know the formula, I can give you the formula and I can walk you through it so that we can get the same information. All right, so we're going to, if you want to, you can left-click on BMI. Left-click on BMI. Okay. Then you're going to look at the bottom, and you're going to see your BMI. All right? And my BMI, and since I'm leading this here, I'm going to have to lead by example. My BMI is 24.7. All right? So what I asked you to bring a pencil and paper, and I told you to bring a pencil because we're going to set goals. And goals always change because we began to see results. And one thing that I did tell you was that this is not something I'm saying you're going to lose 10 pounds in 2 weeks because that's going to be a story, okay, because it depends on the person. But it's going to make you feel better. I can promise you that, okay, because this program that we're going through. All right, so I'm going to record. If you get out your paper, and on the first line I want you to record your BMI. Mine is 24.7, and I'm going to put BMI. Okay, 24.7. All right. Now, if you look to the right, you have BMI categories. If you had anything less than an 18.5, you are underweight. All right? So check your numbers very carefully. Make sure that you put the correct weight. Make sure that you put your correct height. You're underweight, all right, if you're less than. Okay? Normal weight, 18.5. to 24.9. Okay? Overweight, 25 to 29.9. And obesity is BMI of 30 or greater. Now, let me just make a proclamation here. If you're an athlete, you're going to have a lot of muscle mass, and we haven't even begun to even dissect how to tell how much muscle mass you have. And we're going to get into that because that's going to also help us predict how much calcium we need. Whether you get it from milk or vitamins, you still need calcium. So don't be alarmed, like I'm not alarmed with 24.7, because muscle mass weighs more than fat, okay? So in looking at that, take that under consideration. So right now, you have your BMI, and that's what you need is your BMI. All right. Now, we're going to talk a little bit about the significance of the BMI. And once again, like I said, the BMI actually is important for a lot of reasons. Okay? It's not just something. This is something that you need to know, and this is something you need to put in your repertoire and your binder so that you can refer back to this once we start looking at what you need to eat, activities you need to do that correlates with these numbers, because we still have a lot more. We have to look at BMR, which is your metabolic rate. That helps, and that really helps you with burning fat. But this right here tells you where you are as far as normal weight, overweight, obesity, and underweight. So you have at least working knowledge of your category, okay? And we're going to make it prescriptive for each of those categories so that we can get to the normal weight there, all right? Now, so let's look at the, first of all, why did I even have you doing this, and why is it so important that you understand and know your BMI? First of all, it's longevity of a healthy life. And we're talking about longevity as in being healthy, you know, sustaining your health. That's what we're talking about, the longevity of a healthy life. Once you understand which category that you're in, you will be able, with this program, to know, like I said before, what you need to eat and what you need to stay away from. Because many times what causes these sicknesses and diseases are not so much things that's in the air. It's what we put into our bodies. It's what we eat and what we drink. So therefore, we have to be cognizant and we have to know what category we fall into. Okay, something that you can control. BMI is something that you can control, folks. This is, like I said, this program is fit for you to win, fit for us to win, because you can control your BMI. You can control what you put in your body. You can control what you go to the store and buy. You can control what activities you do. So this is a simple way to control what you put into your body, okay? Also, it helps you with understanding and knowing, you know, whether you should get more of calcium, potassium, what you need more of. It's a way to help that. And one of the main components that I will be touching on is osteoporosis. Osteoporosis has a lot to do with the bones and the calcium that we don't get. And we're going to start, once we get deep into the program, and I know that I'm telling you a lot today because it's all coming to my mind here, and we're still on BMI, but once we get into the program, we're really going to hone in on those foods which are healthy and those foods which help with sicknesses. Because that's the whole point of Fit to Win. Fit to Win is to get you healthy, get you feeling better. Because you can't be spiritually fit until you feel better. You see what I'm saying? Because you're going to be too tired to praise the Lord, too tired to go back to evening service. So we're going to get you fit and in shape. So today, I didn't want to give you too much, but I did want to speak to you about the BMI because it's very, very, very important. And on next week, all right, we're going to focus on the BMR, which is the metabolic rate. And this has to do, remember I told you about a week or so ago that our body burning fat, this is the mechanism that helps us do that. And so we're going to look at that formula so that when we go through this program, we can make all of our foods and our activities prescriptive instead of just going in thin air saying, well, I think I'll just do this or that, or I'll eat this or that, and that'll help. Your body is unique, meaning that you need unique foods. For instance, when you go to the doctor, all right, when you go to the doctor doesn't say, okay, I've been giving all of my patients with these symptoms this medicine, so I'm going to give it to you. We're going to make this very prescriptive. I'm going to put each element in a category based on our BMI categories. That's why I started out with BMI today. Make sure you have your binder to put those different things in there. So today, all you should have in there, and I'm going to review it real quick because our lesson was short because I don't want to give you too much information, but I want you to know what we're going to do in the future as well. So our BMI, we went to that website, and you can replay this to get the website again, or you can look online, all right? And all we did was calculate our body mass index, all right? So you want to be sure to write down BMI and put this is my body fat. This is how much body fat. This is my BMI category, okay? And you're going to put whether you're underweight, normal, overweight, or obesity beside it, okay? Because we're going to set goals the next time, all right? So this is the chart. If your friends ask you, what did y'all do today? This is the chart that you would basically show them, all right? That shows your BMI. Okay, and I talked about the importance of it, and if you want to hear it again, you can replay it, okay? So BMI, I'm not going to give you too much. I told you we was going to go slow at first. Then once you get to know me and once we get comfortable with each other and we get comfortable with this program, we're going to speed it up a little bit. But for right now, we're going to take it 1 week at a time, all right? Okay, so we're turning corners here. And I also told you that with this Fit to Win program, we're going to also look at a couple of gospel artist CDs. And this CD that we're going to review, and we're going to review one song on here, is from Evangelist Kim Burrell. It's called The Love Album. That's a very nice name, The Love Album. And we're looking at song number 2, Sweeter. And when I listen to this song, and every time I listen to this song, I think about Lamentations 3:22-23, which reads, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. And within this song, and I wrote down, I intentionally wrote down some of the lyrics that she was saying in this song because it's very, I put on here, and I'm going to give you the revelations that I put. This is a smooth, easy listen. It's those type of songs that when you've had a long day and you go back and reflect on your day, you always know that tomorrow is going to bring new mercies. And before I really get into this, something else that I visualize is that unlike us, God starts over the next day. And you never have to worry about waking up one morning and Jesus being any different. because every day gets sweeter than the day before. Every walk with God, the closer you draw unto God, the more you fade out of this world. And I think it's a very befitting and touching song for when you're going somewhere, when you're getting off of work, when you're going on vacation, and you just think about the goodness of the Holy Spirit. And she says, today is another day, new mercies. Lord, I'm in your hands. Sometimes we don't know what to do, but there is assurance that the Lord will help. When you feel as though your back is against the wall, the only thing you have to know is it's temporary, because every day is new and is sweeter than the day before. And if you're looking for refuge, if you're looking for comfort, know that the Lord is there to help you. Why? Because every day is sweeter than the day before. Then she goes on to say, in other words, the closer we are to God, the sweeter it gets every day. Because the more that you form a relationship with someone, the more you form a relationship with God, the more you get into the heavenly things, and you don't worry about the footman stuff. You don't worry about the small stuff, because you are with God. And then she starts naming off the days of the week: Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Okay? Every day. It doesn't matter which day. She doesn't just name the Sabbath. She names every day. And so every day that we arise and God blesses us to wake up, okay, we should know that that day is going to be sweeter than the day before. And some people say, well, you know, that may be true, but it seems like the next day is not sweeter, gets worse. But anytime you're able to be on top of the ground, that's new mercies. That's a new day. It's sweeter than the day before, because you didn't have to be, you don't have to be here. So every day gets sweeter, and you have to think positive, because you have to make sure that your tomorrows are better than your today's. And so I think this is, I wrote a little mental note. I said, this is a smooth, easy listen. It's very relaxing. And I was thinking about that last night. Then I have it here on YouTube right now, and I was looking at it before the show, and I saw that she was kind of like on the beach or something. I said, oh, wow, that's what I visualized last night. But it's definitely a song to ride to, and it's definitely a song to listen to after a long day. This is, I mean, it's a very touching song. It describes how Jesus makes you feel. It describes that every day with Jesus is sweeter than the day before. I think Evangelist Burrell did an excellent job through God on this CD, and it really ministers not only to the soul, but it ministers to the mind, and it gives you an at-ease feeling, because you know that every day is sweeter than the day before. And you also know that weeping endureth for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our Fit to Win show. I am going to confirm a guest for Saturday. I'm making sure that I can still have that guest on Saturday. So tune in on Saturday. And also have a few announcements. We are going to start the book study back up, because I need to finish this book, and it's Heavenly Investments Baptizing the Church. Okay, Heavenly Investments Baptizing the Church. So please look on my Facebook page, and we will start that back up momentarily, as in tonight. Tell your friends about the Blog Talk Radio. They can connect with me. I'm on Facebook. I'm on Twitter. And I just found out I'm in a new group here, reviewing some type of genre, music, and books. But at any rate, you can contact me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Anytime that you would like to call into the show, please do so, and I will recognize, because that's part of the ministry, I will recognize you and allow you to speak. And just feel free to just invite your friends and invite individuals. If you go to the Blog Talk Radio, it's http://blogtalkradio.com/free to love. Be sure to check out all of the previous broadcasts. You can leave feedback. You can leave comments. And have a blessed week. I pray that every door you step in is full of grace, and every door you step out of is full of mercy and peace. If someone asks you, what is your smile all about? You be sure to tell them that love lifted you up, because God is love. Remember to take care of yourselves and each other. And once again, I would like to thank God for this ministry. I have some new things to tell you, and I can't tell it all. You know that song, I Can't Tell It All, right now? But God is good, not only for what he does, but for who he is. So be sure to stay tuned and have a blessed, blessed rest of the evening, and have a prosperous, prosperous week. And this is my last thing, and the Lord placed this on my heart. When you go about in this world, because the world is not like heaven, when you go about in this world, do not let anyone categorize you or put you in a position or label you as anything, okay? You are what God called you to be. You are who God said you are, all right? The world can do whatever they want, but you are who God says you are. And so I want you to think about that all this week, all right? That was put on my heart. I don't know for who, but just take it for what it's worth, all right? So I'm going to get off, and I thank y'all so much for listening, and may God bless and keep you. Thank you.